Chapter 4. A hunting morning. Put the saddle on the mare, for the wet winds blow. There's winter in the air, and autumn all below. For the red leaves are flying, and the red bracken dying, and the red fox lying where the osiers grow. Put the bridle on the mare, for my blood runs chill, and my heart, it is there, on the heather-tufted hill, with the gray skies o'er us, and the long-drawn chorus of a running pack before us from the fine to the kill. Then lead round the mare, for it's time that we began, and away with thought and care, save to live, and be a man, while the keen air is blowing, and the huntsman hollowing, and the black mare going as the black mare can. The old gray fox. We started from the valley pride, and Farnham way we went. We waited at the cover side, but never found a scent. Then we tried the wiry beds which grow by Frensham town, and there we found the old gray fox, the same old fox, the game old fox. Yes, there we found the old gray fox, which lives on Hankley Down. So here's to the master, and here's to the man. And here's to 20 couple of the white and black and tan. Here's a find without a wait. Here's a hedge without a gate. Here's the man who follows straight where the old fox ran. The member rode his thoroughbred, doctor at the gray, the soldier led on a roan red, the sailor rode the bay. Squire was there on his Irish mare, and parson on the brown. And so we chased the old gray fox, the same old fox, the game old fox, and so we chased the old gray fox across the Hankley Down. So here's to the master, and here's to the man. And see, and see, and see. The doctor's gray was going strong until she slipped and fell. He had to keep his bed so long his patients all got well. The member he had lost his seat, 'twas carried by his horse. And so we chased the old gray fox, the same old fox, the game old fox. And so we chased the old gray fox, that earthed in Hankley Gorse. So here's to the master, and here's to the man. And see, and see, and see. The parson sadly fell away, and in the furs did lie. The words we heard that parson say made all the horses shy. The sailor he was seen no more upon that stormy bay. But still we chased the old gray fox, the same old fox, the game old fox. Still we chased the old gray fox through all the winter day. So here's to the master, and here's to the man. And see, and see, and see. And when we found him gone to ground, they sent for spade and man. But squire said shame. The beast was game. A gamer never ran. His wind and pace have gained the race. His life is fairly won. But may we meet the old gray fox, the same old fox, the game old fox. May we meet the old gray fox before the year is done. So here's to the master, and here's to the man. And here's to 20 couple of the white and black and tan. Here's a find without a wait. Here's a hedge without a gate. Here's the man who follows straight where the old fox ran. Wear holes. Wear holes is the expression used in the hunting field to warn those behind against rabbit burrows or other such dangers. A sportin' death. My word it was. And taken in a sportin' way. Mind you, I wasn't there to see. I only tell you what they say. They found that day at Chillingalee, and ran him down to Chillinghurst. The fox was going straight, and free for 90 minutes at a burst. They had a check at Eberno, and made a cast across the down, until they got a Vuello, and chased him up to Curdford town. From Curdford ere on Brammer way, and took him over Elf the Weald. If you have a tried the Sussex clay, you'll guess it weeded out the field. Until at last I don't suppose as arf a dozen, at the most, came safe to where the grassland goes switchback and southwards to the coast. Young Captain Eadley, he was there, and Jim the Whip and Percy Day, the Purcells and Sir Charles Adair, and this ere gent from London way. For he had gone amazing fine, 200 pounds between his knees, 8 stone he was, and rode at 9, as light and limber as you please. He was a stranger to the yunt, there weren't a person as he knew there, but he could ride, that London gent he sat his mare, as if he grew there. They see the hounds upon the scent, but found a fence across their track, and had to fly it, else it meant a turning, and a arcing back. He was the foremost at the fence, and as his mare just cleared the rail he turned to them that road bend, for three was at his very tail. Where a ways? ..." says he, and with the word, still sitting easy on his mare, down, down he went, and down, into the quarry yawning there. Some say it was 200 foot, the bottom lay as black as ink. I guess they had some ugly dreams, who reined their horses on the brink. He had only time for that one cry, where a ways? ..." says he, and saves all three. There may be better deaths to die, but that one's good enough for me. For mind you, 'twas a sportin' end, upon a right good sportin' day. They think a deal of him down here, that gent what came from London way. The homecoming of the Eurydice. Lost, with her crew of 300 boys, on the last day of her voyage, March 23, 1876. She foundered off Portsmouth, from which town many of the boys came. Right bracket up with the royals, that topped the white spread of her. Press her and dress her, and drive through the foam, the islands to port, and the mainland ahead of her, pay for the warner and hailing and home. Bossin, oh bossin, just look at the green of it. Look at the red cattle down by the hedge. Look at the farmsteading, all that is seen of it, one little gable end over the edge. ..." Lord, the tongues of them clattering, clattering, all growing wild at a peep of the white. Aye, sir, aye, it has set them all chattering, thinking of home and their mothers tonight. ..." spread the topgallants, oh, lay them out lustily. What though it darken or nether be calm? 'Tis but the valley wind, puffing so gustily on for the warner and hailing and home. Bossin, oh bossin, just see the long slope of it. Culver is there, with the cliff and the light. Tell us, oh tell us, now is there a hope of it? Shall we have leave for our homes for tonight? ..." tut, the clack of them. Steadily, steadily. Aye, as you say, sir, they're little ones still. One long reach should open it readily, round by St. Helens, and under the hill. The spit and the nab are the gates of the promise, their mothers to them, and to us it's our wives. I've sailed 40 years, and, by God, it's upon us. Down royals, down topsleys, down, down, for your lives. ..." a gray swirl of snow with the squall at the back of it, heeling her, reeling her, beating her down. A gleam of her bends in the thick of the rack of it, a flutter of white in the eddies of brown. It broke in one moment of blizzard and blindness, the next, like a foul bat, it flapped on its way. But our ship and our boys. Gracious Lord, in your kindness, give help to the mothers who need it today. Give help to the women who wait by the water, who stand on the hard with their eyes past the white. Ah! Whisper it gently, you sister or daughter, our boys are all gathered at home for tonight. ..." the inner room. It is mine, the little chamber, mine alone. I had it from my forebears years agone. Yet within its walls I see a most motley company, and they one and all claim me as their own. There's one who is a soldier bluff and keen, single-minded, heavy-fisted, rude of mien. He would gain a purse or stake it, he would win a heart or break it, he would give a life or take it, conscience clean. And near him is a priest still schism whole, he loves the censer reek and organ roll. He has leanings to the mystic, sacramental, eucharistic, and dim yearnings altruistic thrill his soul. There's another who with doubts is overcast, I think him younger brother to the last. Walking wary stride by stride, peering forwards anxious-eyed, since he learned to doubt his guide in the past. And mid them all, alert, but somewhat cowed, there sits a stark-faced fellow, beetle-browed, whose black soul shrinks away from a lawyer-ridden day, and has thoughts he dare not say half-avowed. There are others who are sitting, grim as doom, in the dim ill-boding shadow of my room. Darkling figures, stern or quaint, now a savage, now a saint, showing fitfully and faint through the gloom. And those shadows are so dense, there may be many, very many, more than I see. They are sitting day and night soldier, rogue, and anchorite, and they wrangle, and they fight over me. If the stark-faced fellow win, all is o'er. If the priest should gain his will, I doubt no more. But if each shall have his day, I shall swing and I shall sway in the same old weary way as before. The Irish Colonel. Said the king to the colonel, the complaints are eternal, that the Irish give more trouble than any other corps. Apostrophe apostrophe said the colonel to the king, this complaint is no new thing, for your foemen, sire, have made it 800 times before. Apostrophe apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.